Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 4, Fluent Reader. The Pied Piper of Hamelin. Once there was a beautiful little town called Hamelin. The people of Hamelin were all very happy until the day the rats came. Thousands and thousands of rats came to Hamelin. There were big rats and little rats, thin rats and fat rats. There were rats in all the houses and rats in all the shops.
"There are rats on my table," said one man.
"There are rats under my chair," said another man.
"There are rats in my kitchen,"
called one woman.
"There are rats in my bed,"
called another woman.
"There are rats all over the house,"
called a little boy.
"Please make these rats go away,"
called a little girl. Soon the unhappy people of Hamelin went to see the mayor.
"You must get rid of these rats," they all shouted.
"What can I do?" said the mayor. "There are rats in my house too. I can't ever get rid of them."
But the people said, "You must make all the rats go away. If you don't make them go away, we will find another mayor that will." Then, one day, a stranger came to see the mayor. He was dressed in red and yellow, and in his hand he had a pipe.
"I am the Pied Piper," said the stranger, dressed in red and yellow. "And I can get rid of the rats."
The mayor said,
"If you can get rid of all these rats, I will give you a lot of money."
"Very well," said the Pied Piper, "but you must keep your promise." Then the Pied Piper went into the streets of Hamelin with the pipe in his hand and began to play a strange tune. The rats heard the tune and stopped what they were doing. Suddenly, one rat ran after the Pied Piper. Then another rat ran after him, and another. Soon, all the rats were following the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper walked through the streets to the river, still playing the strange tune on his pipe. The rats followed him and jumped into the river. And that was the end of the rats. The Pied Piper went back to see the mayor.
"I have got rid of all the rats for you," he said. "Now please give me the money you promised me."
"No," said the mayor. "I have no money to give you."
The Pied Piper was very angry.
"If you don't give me the money you promised me," said the Pied Piper, "I will play another tune, and you won't be so happy then."
"You can do what you like," said the mayor.
So the Pied Piper went out into the streets and began to play another tune. In all the houses and shops,
and in all the streets, the children stopped what they were doing. Then, one by one, they ran after the Pied Piper. The people of Hamelin called to the children to stop, but the children didn't hear. They followed the Pied Piper through the streets and over the river. The children followed the Pied Piper out of the town and up a big mountain. Suddenly, the mountain opened up and the Pied Piper walked inside. The children followed him. Inside the mountain was a beautiful land full of trees and flowers and birds. But one little boy had hurt his leg, and he couldn't keep up with the other children. He saw the mountain open up and the land full of birds, flowers, and trees. He saw his friends go inside the mountain too, but he couldn't follow them. The little boy with the hurt leg went back to the town. He went to see the mayor.
"My friends are inside the mountain with the Pied Piper," he said, "and they won't ever come back."
The people of Hamelin were very angry.
"Where are our children?" they shouted to the mayor. "You must go and look for them. Don't come back until you find them."
So the mayor went to look for the children. He looked for years and years and years. He is still looking for them now. How much do you remember about the story of the Pied Piper of Hamelin? Answer these questions and find out. What is the problem in Hamelin? What colours is the Pied Piper dressed in? How does the Pied Piper get rid of the rats? Why is the Pied Piper so angry with the mayor? Where does the Pied Piper take the children? Who goes to look for the children? Read it yourself. The Pied Piper of Hamelin. Illustrated by Tamsin Hinrichsen. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2010, 2013, 2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024.